gonna stay up ever again. Like, I'm done.
How late did you stay up?
Dude, I was awake till 4 a.m.
So was I.
Really?
Yeah.
What were you doing?
Yeah. Playing Danganronpa.
Oh.
A video game.
A video game.
I wasn't making money like Sam.
Were you? Did you make any money?
Yeah.
How many hookers did you sell?
Oh, you're pimping. That's what you mean. Crypto. You've been pimping.
Dude, yep. It sucks. Crypto is the worst. Don't get into it.
Being a crip on Craigslist.
So, growing up, I've always wanted to learn how to crip walk. And in junior high, every day, I would be in the basement because my mom has like a
dance floor. Your mom has a dance floor.
Pretty much, where the washer and dryer are behind there, or in front of it, is like a giant mirrors.
Yeah,
and I would try to practice how to crip walk. Then my sister caught me one day, and that's where it all ended. Stopped.
What did your sister tell you?
She's like, what are you doing with your life?
Yeah.
That is where my dream ended.
So what kind of crip walk were you like? Who were you influenced by?
Crips?
No, but Snoop Dogg.
Just...
Like, were you trying to do the Snoop Dogg crip walk?
No, just like... So, I watched a music video by Exhibit.
There you go.
It was Exhibit. And I just wanted to crip walk. Like, haven't you just practiced crip walking, Fernando? Like, ever?
Yeah. I know how to, though.
Great chat.
You know how to do it?
Yeah.
Actually?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Please don't make me show you.
Yo, I would love to see this.
I'm just kidding. I don't know how to crip walk.
I don't know how to do it.
I watched Snoop Dogg and I was just like, oh, that seems like it's very cool.
I'm far too white.
No, you got some red on you.
Some red on me?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Like, red?
Did you just call him native?
No. Is that a thing?
Isn't that what natives are, red?
Well, that's like supposed to be racist.
Yeah. What? Red. No, I didn't mean it.
Well, it's like the football team, right? Washington Redskins, and their symbol's an indigenous person.
That's true.
I only said red because Bento's beard is red.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, so you were thinking Irish.
Yeah.
Irish.
That was dead on.
Wait, calling natives red is racist?
Call them what?
The color?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, didn't know that.
YOLO.
No, I'm not going to say yellow. That's Asian people.
Just keep saying it. We'll go to the casino. Yeah. Gray Eagle. And you start yelling out like racist things.
Just as soon as we pass a native person, just be like, man, you are red.
You are
so red.
Okay.
See how we'll it see goes.
What happens.
No, I'm good, man.
I'm sure they'll give you some casino coins. And hope you fall into
it. Here you go.
It's a deep debt.
Deep gambling addiction.
Yeah, exactly. Welcome to the Five Gamers Podcast. Today, again, two people are missing. One has returned.
Yes.
The other came back for a second week. Ooh. In a row.
Whoa.
In a row.
Is it in a row?
In a row.
Oh, okay.
In a
row. Oh, shoot. I should turn on my mic. Just kidding. It's on. Did I trick you?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, shit. shitty pants.
So, Sam, welcome back.
How do you feel? Oh, really tired.
Yeah, you've said that multiple times.
Yeah. But it feels great. I like being back. I put it on my Snapchat. I'm like, you know.
Coming back? What is Snapchat?
No, we went over this last time. We're not doing it again.
Okay, it's true.
So I put it on my Snapchat. I'm like, everyone check out this podcast. And I had like over 100 people check it out. And
there you go.
Yeah.
That's sick. Thanks.
And then they called me a dumbass for all the dumbass topics I was talking about.
You did bring up a lot of topics. Leslie, like... Every time we try to get on topic, like, I'm just like, Street Fighter 5, you're like, How do you kill a monkey or some shit like that?
How do you kill a monkey?
No, he didn't say that.
I didn't say just, that. What? Just
any number of ways.
Yeah.
Stupid random shit.
Have you ever watched Faces of Death? So in that movie, they eat monkey brain. It's fucked up.
My brother told me wonton soup was monkey brain.
It's not.
But I thought it was as a kid. Or
they do in Indiana Jones, Temple of Doom as well.
Monkey brains?
Yeah.
it must be like a thing.
It's the dessert. It's like chilled monkey brains. When they lift off their head, their skull.
Yeah, like in the table and then they scoop it out.
Acting
yeah.
like it's ice cream.
Damn. Would you do that?
Would I do that? I'd probably try it.
I might try it as well.
Just one scoop.
You might try it. Where are you going to go to try this?
No, I'm saying if it was ever served to me.
Oh, okay.
I would
maybe like a little bit just to see how it tasted.
Just
it's
a little
supposed
dab.
To be, disrespectful or whatever. It's I'd probably try almost anything once, except for a spider.
Ooh, but you eat spiders in your sleep.
Not on purpose. I'm never sleeping again. I'm going to get into crypto.
Have you ever seen those shows where they have roasted tarantula butt?
What?
See, I just hate spiders so much. I feel like I could do a different insect, maybe.
Oh, okay. I don't know, it was just...
Tarantula butt?
Yeah, it's butt. Because the poison is in its, glands, right?
Okay.
So its butt is perfectly fine. And it's, really meaty. It's like a white meat.
Damn.
And it looked really good.
No, I'm good, fam. I'm a pass on that one for sure.
Oh, man. You could see it, just... curve around his dick. Mm. Wow.
He's just quite the support from his teammates.
Yeah.
He's like, oh shit.
We just saw a man get drilled right in the dick with a baseball.
Right in the penis.
It wasn't even maybe it could have been the leg. No, that was
no.
I think the dick actually curved around the ball.
He wasn't it looked like he wasn't wearing a protector either.
Yeah.
A can or whatever you call it.
Right.
A jock strap.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah, it didn't look like he was wearing one.
No, it didn't. That didn't bounce off. That just kind of
absorbed all that.
Yep.
How fast do you think that ball was?
Well,
it went off a bat as well, right? So that was going fast. It might have broke his dick.
Those pitchers throw fucking fast.
Yeah, 90 miles per hour.
Really?
Yeah, miles as well, not kilometers.
Damn, son.
You gonna get this Final Fantasy mobile game?
No, not even. If you paid me.
If I paid you?
Yeah.
How much?
Okay, well,
one Bitcoin.
Yo, dude, one Bitcoin? Yo, take that.
What is it worth right now? 13?
Yeah, 13, 14. That's $14,000 to play a shitty mobile game.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Would you do that?
No.
No?
Are you kidding
$13,000 just to play some shitty mobile game? I would fucking do that.
Yeah, I would do that in a heartbeat.
In a second.
Okay, I'm lying. Okay. I just don't want to play a mobile game. But $13,000, okay. I'd be lying if I said I would not
how
play.
Many real
how
video
long
games
do
you could buy.
You have to beat it.
What if it was you have to play that game for the whole year, you can't play any other games?
That's $13,000. You spend 1 hour a day playing a shitty game.
But you can't play any other game.
Just for 1 hour.
Yeah, it's just an hour.
Play it for one hour.
But then you can't play on your Switch, your PlayStation, nothing. A whole year.
But just 1 hour a day you play the mobile game.
Yeah, it's just 1 hour.
23 hours left to spend $13,000 on the other video games to play.
And we're talking crypto.
I'm telling you.
But we're talking crypto. So that $13,000 can turn into $30,000.
Y'all misunderstood me. I'm saying now I'm switching it up.
Okay.
I'm saying, would you play if the thing was you can't play any other game, you can only play Final Fantasy 15 for the whole year. That's the only game you can play. You get $13,000 a month.
Every month?
Every month.
Hells one yeah. Bitcoin. Yeah. That's 13. Yeah.
For the whole year.
If I get $13,000 a month,
I guess you'd save up
for a year.
Save up for that whole year
and then just kind of
just
like,
quit your job and then you can play other video games for a whole year straight
afterward, right? Yeah, that's true.
Make up for the last year.
For that year.
I don't think you thought this one through.
No, I don't think it was bad. It'd be pretty difficult to play that game every day.
Oh, this one too.
Boo! Oh, just falls right over. He's like, I'm done.
There's a lot of dick shots.
Damn, dude. I think you saw his balls like come out the back end there.
Lol.
Lols.
Groin shots, the best.
They are.
Yeah.
Also with us, because I was doing introductions before.
Sam. Sam, you got a long-ass introduction.
Thanks.
Is Bento.
I have returned.
Yes. What up? How are you doing?
Good.
How was your Christmas break?
It was good. It was chill.
There you go.
Just hung out with my parents, basically.
Oh, okay.
Saw my grandma a couple times. Saw my sister. It's good. It was chill. Nothing okay. special, really.
Were you out east?
Yeah. Nova Scotia.
Nice.
Yep.
How was the weather
there? A lot better than here.
Shut up.
It was like how good it was here a week or two ago.
Oh, yeah? Like sunny skies?
Yeah, just like sunny, not very cold. You know, hovering around zero, yeah. So it's not that cold for
the dream.
End of December.
I feel like this weather just came out of nowhere, though.
I mean,
it's supposed to warm up by tomorrow.
Yeah, it's supposed to be back to zero.
Yeah, so this is my fucking nightmare. I hate this shit so much. So cold.
It is quite
so
cold.
Much snow.
Yesterday I was out and it was just like, what the fuck?
In my complex, I just pulled out of my driveway. I looked over in the corner where they pile up all the snow, and the snow is piled up so fucking high. It's like as high as the townhouse is. Like,
oh my shit. God.
You fucking piece of shit snow. I hate you so much.
That's kind of like, well, no, it's not like. But yesterday I was driving my mom home, and we see this lady who had just, I don't know where she walked from, but she was crossing the street, but her face was like pitch red. From like just being so cold.
So cold, yeah.
But Jesus, she was like the whitest lady. You could see her hands were white.
She wasn't wearing gloves?
She wasn't wearing gloves. But her face, fuck. She had a scarf.
Well, it was like almost...
Well, I think
it was like
it
around minus 40-ish with wind chill yesterday. So that's really fucking cold.
I don't know where she went, but I would have canceled. I would have been like, nah, I'm good.
I did not go anywhere yesterday.
Oh, okay.
I sat at home all day. It did not leave.
It looks like a lot of people were with you because when I went to Costco, it was pretty...
pretty dead?
Yeah. Not very many people. No lines. Got myself a $1.50 hot dog.
Nice.
It was pretty good.
I went for fucking ice cream.
What?
Yeah, so my friend was in town and she's like, do you want to go for ice cream? And I'm like, no. Ended up going for ice cream. I regret that decision.
Damn.
I went and got ice cream in minus 40 fucking weather.
So like when you go into the ice cream place, right?
It was busy.
See, there's a lot of crazy people out there.
Right?
That just need to sort that.
There was a girl there in a skirt. And I questioned. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? Getting ice cream in a skirt with minus 40 weather.
Who knows, man? Who knows? Y'all are weird.
I've learned that I just hate a lot of people now.
I've hung out with a lot of street people when I hang out with you.
A lot of what people?
Street people.
Oh, I would love...
Like homeless people?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
The same thing with a lot of homeless people?
They're like homeless people that wear $500 Supreme backpacks. But they're still homeless.
Well, because they spend all their money on Supreme and just walk around the streets being homeless.
Wait, now I'm just trying to figure out who are you talking about.
Like, let me pull up my Supreme sleeping bag.
Yep. Supreme shovel, so I can shovel this snow.
Wait, are you talking about Jason?
I'm talking about all of you.
Okay, because he has the supreme shovel.
So does Justin.
Yeah.
Damn.
Remember, I know because they constantly talk about how they're shovel bros.
That was pretty funny. Yeah. They touch shovels.
Exactly. All the time. Damn. Whenever you're in danger, I'm going to call them
shovel bros. Shovel bros.
The shovel bros. Yeah. So, Sam. Been playing any Bento. Games recently?
Yo, I've been playing the best game. PUBG.
PUBG?
It's so it like actually released on the PC. Mm. And it's so smooth. Like everything is so beautiful. Yeah, it's like
1.0. PUBG 1.0.
Is it 1.0?
Well, that's because it was the official release.
Oh, right.
They called it 1.0.
It is so nice. But my computer overheats so much. I guess there's a con to every pro.
You gotta drop the specs down.
Have you tried
the
map?
Oh, I love it, but I also hate it. Because it's like, I'm so used to the original map, and the new map is like very Mexican. Not that I hate that in any way, shape, or form.
Sure.
But I don't know.
A racist.
Just not used to new things. But yeah, that's about it.
So like when GTA 5 comes out with the Battle Royale mode, would you try that?
No.
What about, what's your favorite game of all time?
Of all time?
Counter-Strike. What if Counter-Strike comes out with the Battle Royale mode?
Yeah, I would play it for sure. Hells yeah. The thing is, I don't know. But I'm really excited for Dragon Ball, the fighting game. That I'm really pumped for.
I think a lot of people are. Seems to be on a lot of anticipated lists.
It does look pretty sick.
It looks so good. I know Kenny Omega and Austin Creed were talking trash to each other. Like, who's going to be the best?
Oh, at that game?
Yeah.
I bet Kenny Omega is.
So,
actually, it depends on what game you're talking about. Kenny Omega is good at Street Fighter.
Mm-hmm.
But any other game, like Tekken?
Yeah.
Like, Austin destroys Kenny.
Oh.
And Def Jam Streets of New York.
Oh, shit. I haven't heard that in a long time.
Yeah. They were talking trash to each other on the Giant Bomb article they did.
Yeah.
And they were just like, yeah, my little Kim beat the crap out of your... I forget what it was that Kenny used. Bonesaw or something?
Bonesaw's ready.
Yeah, some shit like that.
Bonesaw McGraw from Spider-Man.
Did you ever play Def Jam?
No, I didn't. And I also know that you played that 50 Cent bulletproof game.
Blood in the Sand.
Yeah, Blood in the Sand.
You played that too?
It was fantastic, by the way.
This was
you could talk trash all day, but that was actually a good game.
Was it though?
It like, sincerely was. If you were just wanted something like arcadey feeling, and it wasn't like graphically or anything special, but...
See, if I wanted something arcadey, I'd play True Crime Streets of L.A.
Honestly, like, Blood in the Sand felt like that.
Yeah.
But you get to, like, scream out instead of, like, stupid shit, like in True Crimes, you scream out, like, 50 Cent lyrics.
Actually?
Yeah.
Like what?
Well, you know, so you get a headshot, right? And he's just like, I'll take you to the...
Actually?
No.
Okay.
That would've been awesome. No, he just screams a lot of N-words. Says I'm from Queen bitch and shit like that.
Oh, interesting.
Bitch.
I miss 50 Cent. He was such a great guy. Shoveling people's sidewalks. Dead. Oh.
He's still okay.
Still miss him though.
I guess he hasn't put out any music in a long time.
No, he hasn't.
Because he got big into
investing and shit like that.
And he was trying to act there for a while.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's
he has that TV show. Apparently that's really good.
Oh yeah, that's right. He's like, what's it called?
Directing or whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys.
Show called. Crap! I'm sorry, I'm blanking.
You guys go on a lot of video game websites and stuff, right?
No.
Okay. Bento, you go on a lot of video game sites, right?
Yeah, pretty often, I guess.
Apparently, something happened with NeoGAF. Did you hear about that?
No, I did not.
Where it kind of split off where, I guess one of the owners was like a pedophile.
Oh, yeah. I did hear about that.
It happened a while ago.
Oh, really?
He's not a pedophile.
Oh.
He was just, he would touch women inappropriately.
Oh, okay.
Sexual harasser.
So, like, it, like, split or something? Like, have people made a new website and...
Yeah, basically the main guys there didn't want to be a part of it anymore.
Oh, interesting. And
he said that the girl that says he sexually harassed is lying.
Yeah.
And some people believed him.
Interesting.
It seems like Neil Gaff died that day, though. Didn't it?
Yeah, that's me. I was nodding, yeah.
Yeah. I never went on Neil Gaff, so I couldn't tell you.
I didn't really go there either.
Me neither. I just love controversy and drama and gossip.
So I do kind of hate how, like, in all this sexual harassment stuff, that sometimes it feels like they just accuse people without it being proven in any way. And then it's just like he said, she said, but then the he person gets, like, torn apart without it maybe being completely true.
Yeah.
Which is shitty. Like, this Neil Gaff one, like, sure, it may have happened, but it was just, like, someone saying it did happen, and then everyone just, like, blew up and shit on him without, you know, it's kind of shitty.
It is. It seems like what I'm noticing, like, if people have come out, that's great and stuff, and they have proof. But it seems like people that this has happened to don't want to talk about it with the internet.
What do you mean?
Like, it's weird that people are coming out and they're being so upfront about it. But I feel like that's weird. I don't think that's what a person that actually went through that would do. Maybe some would. A lot of them would.
Well, a lot of them haven't been saying anything for years. And the fact that so many people are saying things, that gives them the courage to do it eventually.
Yeah.
No. I feel like I heard someone that was talking about that. There was a huge tweet. It got retweeted, I don't know how many times, saying, like, that just because it happened to me doesn't mean I have to share it with you and blah, blah, blah. And there was a lot of things like, yeah, it's not something I want to share with the internet.
That's fair. So,
you're allowed to be forward. I'm not saying it didn't actually happen to you, but...
Don't make a big deal of it.
I feel like some people would take care of that somewhere else, not on Twitter.
Do you almost feel if Kesha came out, like, recently, she would have had it easier?
What do you mean?
Because when she was going through that whole debacle with her producer guy, I think?
Yeah.
She was like no one believed her, and she spent, like, millions of dollars fighting this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what's her name? Taylor Swift even donated money to her to fight this guy.
Lady Gaga as well.
Yeah, and same with Bill Cosby. He got off scot-free. And now everyone's like, yo, this dude touched me. It's like, yo, you're a bad guy. Everyone's a bad guy.
Bill Cosby got off?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure he did.
Pretty sure he's in jail, isn't he?
No, are you thinking about O.J. Simpson?
No.
O.J.'s out.
No, yeah, O.J.'s out, too.
But I don't think Bill Cosby's in jail either.
Yeah.
No. I thought he got arrested.
No, it's Bill Cosby.
He got charged with some stuff. And I know he had court for, I think, just like one girl.
Oh.
Like the initial person. So I don't think he's gone through like all this stuff yet.
There's also a point where it's too many girls.
Like, well, that's when it's like, that's probably when it's like pretty real. Because like the first one comes out. And that's a lot of the time, like, especially with Harvey Weinstein, right? Like, he's in a place of power. So,
yeah.
All these people are like trying to build their careers and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's like, of course, they're not going to say anything. But then once like it starts coming out and they know that he's like pretty much fucked. Because then at that point, too, you're like, it's probably true if it's like 900 girls.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Yeah, he did that. Yeah, he did that. Same with even with like the whole Trump thing. Like when the one girl came out saying that sexual harassment, like five or six came out after.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, all right. Like you probably did some shady shit, Trump.
Yeah.
Wait, there was a Trump thing?
It was during the election, I think.
Oh, okay.
But it, yeah, like one girl said that he sexually harassed her, and then like four or five other girls came out right after that saying, yeah, like he was a creep.
That's what happened with me with Bill Cosby, though. Because I didn't want to believe it. Oh. I love Bill Cosby. I used to watch the Cosby Show as a kid. And I was just like, no, it can't be true. And then 10 women, like, oh, 10 liars is what we got here. And like 20, then 30. And I was just like, fuck.
It's real now. Yeah. That's funny. You liked Bill Cosby?
I did like Bill Cosby quite a bit.
Did you like the Cosby Show over Fresh Prince?
No, but I enjoyed both. Crazy, which, I know. You're allowed to enjoy multiple things.
Which one was your favorite?
I enjoyed both equally.
What about Family Matters?
Yo, shout out.
I used to watch Out. Yo, I used to watch
Fernando
a lot
loves
of
all the black
shows. Black shows, yeah. I even watched the Steve Harvey Show.
Oh, really?
There was a Steve Harvey Show?
Yeah.
It wasn't
like
there
a professor?
I would definitely watch the other three.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But not Steve Harvey.
Steve, yeah, that's kind of... I don't think anyone watched Steve Harvey other than you. Did you also watch In Living Color?
No, I'd miss that.
Jim Carrey was on In Living Color. And the way all the weigh-ins and stuff like that? Yeah.
Is that the one where they had the clown call homie?
I don't know.
Wasn't that one?
I didn't watch it that much.
Oh, okay.
Only saw it a few times. I think it was a little bit before my time anyways.
I watched a lot of black shows when I was a kid.
Yeah, I guess.
I did.
But that's what was on TV. Other than Seinfeld.
And I love those shows. I love them all.
Did you watch Seinfeld?
I did watch Seinfeld. As well. And then Saved by the Bell was a huge one as well.
Oh, Saved by the Bell. I don't think I watched that.
I watched Saved by the Bell. I definitely watched Saved by the Bell.
Nice.
Boy Meets World.
Boy Meets World as well.
Topanga,
yeah.
Didn't they
Home
bring...
Improvement.
I loved Home Improvement.
You did?
Wasn't there also the Red Green Show?
Red Green Show as well, but I didn't watch that as much.
I feel like there isn't... I guess it's the death of cable TV, but I don't feel like there's shows like that anymore.
No, there's not. Or maybe there is, but we just don't
know. We just don't know what they are.
Like the Big Bang Theory.
I fucking hate Big Bang Theory. I don't like that show.
Yeah, it's just not for us. There's like a bunch of shows that like had a bunch of seasons.
That's true, I guess. Just don't watch them.
I don't watch them either.
No, go ahead.
No, go
on. No, go.
I was going to move on.
Yeah, move on.
Are you sure you don't have anything to say about the TV show? Like?
Move on.
Okay. So what have you been playing, Bento, through your break?
I mostly just Switch because I was away. Nice. So I just brought my Switch. The main thing I've been playing is Xenoblade Chronicles 2.
Oh, okay. How is it so far?
It's pretty awesome. I like it a lot.
Okay.
I was kind of telling you a bit about it. Just like the setting is really cool.
Yeah.
Where you're, they call it the Ocean of Clouds, but then within those there's Titans, which are these living, giant living creatures, and that's where everyone lives, is basically like on the back of these Titans. But since they're so big, it creates like, I don't know, it looks like just a regular place with trees and,
And they have
everything. But then you kind of like look off into the distance and you like see this giant head and you can see it moving, like they're moving.
Oh, what?
You're just like cruising around on the back of this giant ass Titan.
That's awesome.
And some of them are a lot smaller, like some are maybe just the size of a small town.
Oh, okay.
But the one I'm on right now, it's like this huge area, like huge grassy areas with like trees coming out of it and shit.
Damn.
And then you like you look over and there's this huge rock and I'm in this town right now. So yeah, so you're kind of learning more about the world and kind of the backstory of why it's like that. But then you're also a salvager, so you kind of your main character, so you use a crane to like take stuff out of the ocean and stuff like that.
Okay.
I don't want to spoil too much if anyone wants to play it, but it's pretty cool. Like all the voice acting's like pretty good in English.
Okay, I was.
It's actually ask you that, yeah. It's actually pretty funny. Like some of them, it's got some good dry humor that I like.
Oh, okay, so it's well done.
Yeah,
that's good.
They all have like British voices.
Oh, okay.
Or like Irish, like different types of British.
But proper like British?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds pretty good. Yeah. It's got some good writing and stuff like that. Some good jokes. And the character design's really cool.
Is this the game? I don't know. It might be a different one, but with like that one creature guy that makes sex robots? No, probably a different game.
Don't think so.
It was on Dunkey's review.
Yeah, he reviewed Chronicles.
Oh, so that was this game?
I think it might be. Just Bento hasn't gotten there yet.
Oh, okay.
But there is one that creates like a sex robot.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't completely come out and say that he does.
Oh, okay.
But it's very insinuated and it's weird.
Oh, okay. I'll look forward to getting to that part. Except I have my bet starting tomorrow.
Oh, what's your bet?
Oh, that's right.
What's the bet?
We did a Dallas Cowboys versus Philadelphia Eagles, because I'm a Cowboys fan,
yeah.
Eagles fan. We did a bet where whoever loses has to play only Xbox for 2 weeks.
Oh, shit.
And I lost. So starting January 1st, I just play Xbox for 2 weeks.
Do you have a bunch of games lined up that you're going to?
I'm going to actually try The Division.
Again?
Because they did a huge update. It has like a brand new area. It's all free. And a couple different game modes. So it's been a long time and it's kind of like Destiny where they fixed a lot of stuff, I heard. So I might give that a go.
You had initially bought it for The Division. So you're not buying it again. Like you had initially bought it on Xbox.
Yeah. Yeah. I have it already on Xbox. And then I was like, if I'm not feeling that still, then I'll probably go to Sunset Overdrive, which I never played too much of.
That's the rollerblading / tagging / zombies style game?
That's right.
It was way back.
Yeah, wasn't it like a launch game?
Just after launch.
But
basically a launch window, yeah. But it's supposed to be a really good game. Pretty much like one of the better Xbox exclusives, so.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the game that like it reviewed very well, and it was very.
I think that was like
positive, but it
didn't sell. I think it was because the install base was pretty small.
That's true.
And then Xbox wasn't looking too good right at the beginning.
Plus, even the install base that they did have was probably a majority of just like dude bros.
That's true. They're like, they probably looked at that and were like. Nope.
Bunch of nerd games for nerds.
And that was Insomniac after they... I think they were mad at Sony for one game. That was like their I'm mad at Sony for some reason.
Yeah.
Because they did all the Resistance games stuff like that. And Ratchet and Clanks and whatever. And then they like went and did that one game for Xbox. And then now they're back doing Spider-Man for PlayStation.
Yeah, Resistance I think didn't do as well as... Sony had hoped.
Yeah.
So they kind of took, because I think Sony was loaning them the IP of Resistance. And then they're like, no, you can't have Resistance anymore. You fucked it up. And then they're like, fuck you, Sony.
Yeah. For one game. And then they're probably like, wow, our game didn't sell on Xbox at all.
Yeah.
We're going back to Sony. And then they're like, make Spider-Man. Oh, yeah, that new, the remake. Maybe... They did that first. And
then they have now Spider-Man. Which I bet they'll kill.
What else did I play? I got this crazy puzzle game that I think me and Ivan were kind of telling you. It's called like Gargoa.
Oh, yeah.
It's on Switch.
Gargoa.
Yeah, it's basically, it's all hand-drawn by one guy.
Okay.
It's all, you can tell it's hand-drawn animation. But it's kind of, it's just a puzzle game, but it uses all these pictures. So let's say it uses like four squares and you got to take like something in the one square and move it into another square. Let's say it's like an apple falling into a bowl.
Yeah.
So you put like the bowl into the bottom part where there's a tree branch and then the apple will fall and then like open to an X page, and then you got to use the apple and the bowl to kind of figure out where it might fit in, as an example, and then it just keeps going and going.
Oh, okay. So whichever picture you kind of start with,
it just keeps
kind of adding.
It just like evolves, but you have to find out like where that picture fits in with the other pictures.
Yeah.
And then it kind of like changes or takes you to a new area, and then you got to figure out like where one part fits in with the other part.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. It was actually on Kotaku's, they released like Kotaku's top 12 games of the year for all of Kotaku, and that was on their list.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. So if you like that type of game, it's pretty cool. It's just like pretty chill. Not too complicated. Well, it gets kind of hard, but as it progresses, but
actually, there's a
if
game
you like puzzle shit, then.
Yeah, actually, I've been seeing a game. It was like on Kenny Omega's list, and then I've been seeing it on Instagram. A lot is Battle Chef Brigade.
Oh, okay. What's that?
I'm not sure, but it just seems like Kenny Omega's just like, it's hard to explain.
Yeah.
Like what type of game it is, but just try it. Like it's supposedly pretty cheap, and it's like really good.
Huh. That's like that. On, it made the list too. What's it called? Doki Doki something. Universe? Yeah, but there's a new one. And it's on a ton of people's lists. Apparently the story. It's basically just like point and click adventure.
Oh, okay.
Just like a novel kind of thing. Mm. Let me. Yeah, because there's a series of them. I'm just going to quickly find it. Yeah, Doki Doki Literature Club was the new one.
Oh, that's right. I was
and that's on
that
Kotaku's
was.
List as well.
Yeah.
So.
A lot of stuff to play on Switch, man.
True Switch that. I was laughing at this list, too. I sent it over to the Xbox guys, because I think Kotaku's entire 12-game list, I don't think you can play a single one of them on Xbox.
Damn.
No.
Because there's Divinity Original Sin 2, which is PC only, I think.
Yeah.
Doki Doki Literature Club, which is only on PC, apparently. Gargoa is PC and Switch. Horizon, PlayStation. Zelda, Nintendo only. Nier, PC and PS4. Night in the Woods. I don't know what's on. What Night in the Woods is on.
Yeah, I don't know that one either.
But that's just like a story game. Neo, which isn't on Xbox, is PS4 and PC. Persona 5, which is PS4. Pyre, PS4, PC. Mario. And then Yakuza 0, which is PlayStation only. PlayStation? So that's Kotaku's top 12. Not a single one you can play on an Xbox.
Well, maybe Night in the Woods. Who knows?
Maybe Night in the Woods.
Maybe. But that's hilarious. Only, even if it is...
One,
that's insane. Xbox has had a horrible year, man.
Yeah, for games, they really have.
Yeah, just... That's abysmal.
Did they not have any good exclusives?
None.
Just Forza, really, if you're into racing games. Yeah,
that's it.
For good ones.
Well, if we're talking about this year, Gears of War 4 came out, but it didn't hit the way...
Like everyone anticipated?
Yeah.
I think Gears of War came out last year.
Was it last year?
Yeah.
Damn.
Because there was... Well, Cuphead, I guess.
Oh, Cuphead.
But it's...
It's on PC.
No, but wasn't it on PS4?
No.
No.
Oh.
No. It was the only one that...
But all Xbox games are on...
Yeah.
Oh, it is on Xbox One. Night in the Woods.
There you go.
So one.
Go play that, Rob. Tell us how it is.
Tell us how it's definitely not even a game that you would play.
Either. No. It's not. Oh, that's hilarious. But you played Cuphead, right?
Pardon?
You played Cuphead?
He did. Yeah. He was going through a list. He told me because a bunch of stuff was on sale. Of like Kotaku's top 10 Xbox One games.
Oh, okay.
So he bought Ori and the Blind Forest.
Whoa.
Which is like not something he would usually play. And some other stuff I forget.
Yeah, Ori and the Blind Forest. That's one like even I regret missing kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's a sad game, right?
It starts off sad.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's really... Like a Metroidvania type game. Oh, you got Tomb Raider.
But it relies a lot on Just the music and the visuals.
Oh, he got overcooked.
Jesus Christ. At least Ivan would be like.
He's like, and I got this game called Overcooked, which is fucking hilarious and so fun.
Dude, you
like, I've been playing that for like 2 years.
You should have told him to get it on
I know.
On an actual system he could play with us. Ivan would play with him like crazy.
He's got Switch and PlayStation.
Yeah. I think that's like one of Ivan's favorite games.
Overcooked?
Yeah.
It is really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see. What else did I play? I got a SteamWorld Dig 2 on my Switch.
Okay.
Which is also like a Metroidvania type game, but I didn't really play it that much. I mostly just played Xenoblade. Carrie Ann was playing my Switch a lot also.
She's oh, really?
Been playing Stardew Valley.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that game. Great Shut game.
Up. Dude, it was so good on the Switch. I can't wait to go back.
And then she felt bad that she was taking out my Switch. So we already had purchased it for her on Steam on her Mac because I had it on there.
Yeah.
So then we synced up one of my PlayStation 4 controllers to her Mac.
Oh, okay.
I was playing it on there. She played that a lot yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Just like sitting there on her computer playing Stardew.
You just get her a Switch with Stardew Valley on it.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
For her, because she's had Game Boys and stuff and like barely ever fucking touches them.
Oh, okay.
So it'd be kind of a waste, I think. I'll just let her borrow mine if she needs it.
That's fair.
I'll play something else. That's basically like she used to be really into Harvest Moon.
Yeah.
So this is kind of like that, you know, farming and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I love Harvest Moon. My goal was to get married to as many people. But I don't think you could do that. I only got married once.
Just polygamous Sam.
Yeah.
Getting all the bitches.
I'm hoping because the updated Stardew Valley on PC has multiplayer.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
How does that work?
You can just have two people in a town, I think.
So one person fishes while the other person checks out caves and shit.
No, you could just have, like, build your farm together, right?
Yeah, so one person fishes.
That'll for sure be
We'll do whatever you want. You don't have to fish.
I'll be on Ivan's top 10, too. Stardew Both. And Overcooked. It's well, Overcooked came out last year, I guess.
Yeah, it did come out last year. Technically, this year for Switch, if he wants to put it on there.
That's true, yeah.
But I have Stardew Valley out as my honorable mentions. I'll say that.
Oh, okay. Should give it a go. Never tried it yet. Now that it's on my Switch.
It's weirdly addicting. I have no idea why. I couldn't even tell you why I liked it so much.
Stardew?
It's one of those games where there isn't anything to do, but there's everything to do.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
And there's so many...
You just
many
get lost...
Mysteries in that game?
Stupid shit. Yeah.
And they're just... They do a good job of, like, not over-explaining stuff. They just kind of tell you, okay, you're in this town.
Just, like, go?
Yeah.
You got to figure shit out on
Pretty
your
much
own.
Pretty much he's just like, yeah, this is the farm. This is your farm. And then you just see your, like, everything else. There's, like, broken down trees, rocks everywhere. He's just like, well, clean it up. Good luck. And then he goes away and you're just like, what?
I'm on my own.
Yep. And then you just start going.
Yeah. I would probably get super anal about my farm looking nice.
Yeah.
So, like, the first thing I would do for sure would to clean up everything.
Yeah, no.
Just, like, make it look perfect.
Yeah, I've placed a fence.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, crap, it's not, like,
up to your standards. Yeah.
I used to like Harvest Moon back in the day. I should play it.
Or play Stardew Valley.
Just play Stardew.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Oh. Play Stardew. I should play Stardew. That's it. I would say, like, for someone like Fernando, he probably really likes Xenoblade.
I think I like it too.
I've always wanted to play one of them. Like, I really wanted to play Chronicles 1 on 3DS.
Yeah.
But then kind of just missed it. And then on Wii U, they had whatever the one with the mechs.
Yeah.
Xenoblade Chronicles X or something.
It was something like that, right? Yeah.
And that got good reviews and everything. But it came out last two falls ago or something, I think.
Oh, okay.
So it's just kind of never had time to play one of them. it's good, and it so far it doesn't seem like there's that much connection. I mean, I haven't played the other one, so I don't know if it's like the same world or like what makes them all connected.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Okay.
So far it doesn't really feel like you've had to play the other ones for things to make sense.
Yeah.
Or everything's kind of
built. I've always liked the progression of it, like the way the monsters just keep getting bigger.
Yeah.
As you level up. We have a friend called Matt as well.
Metro Boomin?
Yeah, Metro Boomin. And he loves Xenoblade, like all of them.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And he would send me photos. There was once this monster called Fernando the Immovable. And he's just like, "I'm about to kill you, fam." And I was just like, "You dick.
You son of a bitch." Also, the combat's like pretty unique system.
It seems like it, yeah.
And it's kind of confusing at first, but it does a good job of like, as you go on, it kind of teaches you step by step. And then once you start getting to harder battles, then you need to kind of like apply some of this stuff to do some mad damage.
Oh, okay.
And then the whole blade plus driver, it's kind of a big thing in the world too. Like, oh, you're a driver? Like, that's so cool type thing.
Wait, what do you mean a driver? Like,
basically, how it works is there's like the attacker, which is the blade, mm-hmm. the person that actually like holds. That's the driver. The driver is the one that like holds the sword.
Okay.
And does the attacking, where the blade kind of like is magical, and they kind of like sit behind you and like imbue, if you know what that means, the weapon with like an element.
Okay.
So this one you start with is fire. So she kind of just like chills behind you. And so you see this beam of light connecting you, and it goes into like your weapon, and then your sword is like covered in fire.
So you're in a car?
No.
Okay, here.
It's just a person.
Okay, okay.
But they're like a magic user that just like chills behind you
and like, makes you more powerful.
I can explain this to Sam because you saw the donkey video, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember when the kid was talking to that lady with the giant tits?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The first one you get, she has huge tits.
Yeah. So that the thing with the giant tits is like the mage.
Okay.
That stands behind him.
Yeah.
And the kid is the attacker.
Yeah. But the mage doesn't really like do attacking for herself. She just like, sits there and makes you stronger, and you see this beam of light connecting you.
Yeah.
But it's really, yeah. There is like combo attacks where you kind of within a battle you can do these combo attacks, and then she'll like come in and like do something with fire.
Okay, yeah, because when your like driver sits behind you, I was like, interesting.
Just riding you.
Yeah.
On your back. You piggyback him.
But they're also kind of like the big like famous soldiers in the world. Like, I just got into this battle with this other one from this town, and they're like, "Oh, she's the strongest in the military and stuff like that." And everyone thinks that they're so cool.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of played up a lot in the world where if like you're a blade or a driver, you're like super badass.
Oh, okay. So it was really funny in the donkey video because I think that the fire girl is the first one you meet, right?
Yeah, that's your first one.
Yeah. But she tells you, she's just got these giant heads, and then she's just like, "Put your hand on my chest." And I laughed. He was just like, "What's wrong with you, Japan?"
And I just—it's pretty funny, but it's kind of expected in a Japanese game.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So, which I know you like.
Actually, like the big thing is, you're telling me the dub was like well done.
I think that's it's good.
Good, because like I prefer to play games with in English.
Yeah.
But man, some games just it's like almost intolerable.
Yeah.
Like when I was playing Dragon Quest Heroes 2.
Yeah.
I don't know who they gave it to, man. But, oh my god, it was so bad. I had to switch it to Japanese.
Some of it's like it's still a Japanese game.
Yeah.
So some of it's kind of corny.
Yeah, obviously.
And but all in all, I like it. the voice acting and the dub, and like all the voices, like they're kind of like over the top English.
Yeah.
Accents.
No, but I don't even stuff, mean but that. It's good. I mean, like in Dragon Quest Heroes 2.
Yeah.
Sometimes it sounded like one person was like almost doing it over the phone.
Oh, okay. No, it like sounds good.
Yeah. Okay. Good quality.
Yeah. It was like cool cutscenes too.
Good lip syncing.
Yeah. Like that. Mm. Yep. I like it. Sweet. You like JRPGs? I think you'd like it.
I love that part. I love it.
Yeah. That's about it. What about you?
Danganronpa. V3 is what I've been playing a lot. I've actually been fighting because, like, I got the new 4K TV. So yeah. I'm just like, I want to play on the Switch. But then I see a game the way it looks on a 4K TV. And I'm just like,
it just looks so good. It's
so nice. Especially since I got it calibrated through the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I just used someone else's settings.
Yeah.
And it was like perfect. I was just like, oh my God.
That's what I always do for TVs too. You just kind of go through the, you find the model that you have.
And yeah.
People put up different settings.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And dude, oh my goodness, it's so nice. And the colors just pop out.
That's a HDR, man.
Yeah, that like
super crazy colors and stuff.
That's and the fact HDR that I have the Pro
looks
and
so good. I think I like that a lot of time better than anything. It's just like the HDR, the colors and stuff like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, especially with this one like kind of looking like a comic book type, just anime.
Yeah.
It's very, the colors all just pop out. So I'm at, I'm at the end of chapter 3. I just have the second part of a trial to do. But it's just like the other ones, man. It's like a little bit quirky. But in the best way possible, like, the murders are so, some are so, like, over the top.
Yeah.
But the fact that you have to investigate and put everything together, it's been awesome. They added some mechanics to the trials that I haven't been a fan of. Some I'm a fan of, and some I don't like. There's, like, this one where it's, like, you're a taxi, and it's, like, it's a way to try to, like, put together your thoughts. And I just didn't like the way they did it. Because you're just getting these bubbles. And then at the end of the road, you get asked a question. And then you got to pick up the right girl. It was just, it didn't make any sense. But then there is this one where it's kind of like Tetris.
Yeah.
Where you're like playing like Tetris. And that one's pretty good. Because you have to get all the colors kind of together. And you got to do it properly before the time limit. And then behind all these blocks is going to be, like, items. And then you got to pick the right item that you think caused the murder. And stuff okay. like that. So there's a lot of mini games. Some good, some bad. the voice acting is so good. They're so over the top. And, like, there's this one girl that's such a bitch. And she calls, like, everyone a cunt. And she's like, wow. Yeah, like, savage.
That's awesome.
And then she's just like, she's so mean too. This one girl like says something to her. And he's just like, oh, it's because you got small tits and shit like that. And she's like, how oh. sexist to her own. It's so funny.
That's hilarious.
But then her character is funny because she's like, she like says all this like just absurd shit. But then when you say something to her, she gets very submissive and almost gets turned on by it.
What? And
so that makes it even weirder. It's so good. The characters are so, like, over the top and awesome. So, essentially, Sam, it's a game about...
Yeah, it's that court game that you kept telling me about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're all locked in a school.
Yeah.
And everyone has an ultimate ability. Right now, I'm the ultimate detective.
Okay.
And then you got the ultimate inventor, ultimate maid,
ultimate
supreme leader.
Ultimate maid?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, just making sure I heard that right.
Yeah, she essentially, her thing is that she has to do everything she's told.
Now I get why you like this game.
It's no, and yeah, and there's just a lot of like, it's just so crazy. I can't spoil anything, but I wish I could talk about the game like some of the stuff in the trial.
people just have to play it themselves.
Yeah.
If they seem interested.
And there's a ton of...
Oh, I thought that was my phone.
Sorry. there's a ton of references like... So there's these new characters called the Monocubs.
Yeah.
Which is like... So there's Monokuma, who's the main like black and white
bear. Yeah.
And he's got these like mini bears. Dude, there's this one bear, Mono Kid, who's like a rocker bear. And he was... He unfortunately, like... It's not a huge spoiler, but he dies after the first chapter.
Yeah.
But he was like the rocker bear. And he would like trip and stuff like that. And he would always say how he has a fucking rager.
Oh.
Even when the first death happens, he's just like, yeah, it started. I have a raging boner right now. And then this other bear is like puking on the ground because there's like the person's like all like bloodied up.
This is all in the game?
This is all in the game. It's so insane.
That sounds pretty awesome.
It's wow. Not for the weak. Like if you get offended easily, yeah. I think this could offend some people. But it's so good. But yeah, there's a lot of references like he beats up the Monocubs and then they're just like, oh my god, he's gone super bear.
Yeah.
Or no, super bear god, because all of us were around him. They say if you put 5 bears around us, it powers him up like in Battle of Gods.
So it's like a Dragon Ball reference. Wow, okay.
And then there's like screenshots when he's talking and doing his little like monologues.
Yeah.
Monokuma. He's like got the Texas Chainsaw mask.
What?
And he's like cutting someone up in the background. And he's got like blood on his shirt, but it's the blood's all pink.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, that's it. That's it. Very good game. I love it so much. Please play it if you haven't.
Do you have to play the first two, you think?
No.
No?
No.
It's like its own story.
They reference it a couple of times here and there.
Yeah.
But it's its own.
You'd be okay without?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, but that's it. That's all I've been playing. A little bit of Skyrim, I guess. But I think I talked about that last week, I think.
Yeah.
There isn't usually any new things at the moment.
No.
Sam, just PUBG?
Just PUBG, man. I like games where I could play for like a couple rounds, stop, go die, and then just come back and play.
Have you streamed since last time?
No, I don't know. Just been way too busy. I loved streaming. I was surprised how many people were actually commenting and like talking to me. And now that I'm actually better, I might just get back into streaming.
You should do it.
Yeah, I think I will. It was an interesting experience. I just wanted to do it just to see if anyone would actually come and watch.
Yeah, there was a few people.
Yeah, like, I think we got up to what, like 10? And then it dropped down to like 6.
Yeah, we'd get a lot of people. I think we lost a lot of people when you waited for Jason that one time.
I think that's what it was.
People just got bored.
Yeah.
I don't know why you waited for Jason. Jason was just like, I'll be right back. And then it was like 10 minutes, 15 minutes. And I was just like, dude, just go play a game.
I know, fuck.
And then it was like a half hour, 35 minutes. And then he's just like, hey, guys. And I'm like, you fucking...
It's a half hour isn't really be right now.
Yeah, no.
It's like, I'm going to be gone for a bit.
Yeah. So in a way, it was Jason's fault a little bit.
Yeah.
But I was telling him like at the 10-minute mark, I'm like, just play a game. Who cares?
How long does a match usually take?
Well,
I guess it depends how long you last.
Yeah, but like, I would say like 30 minutes max.
Yeah.
Because like the map keeps depleting, right?
I'm guessing the desert one is like a lot faster though because it's smaller.
I would say it's the same, but I haven't played the desert one that much. Like now it's just randomly puts you in like the classic or the desert map. So, but yeah, I think I want to stream more. It's interesting. It kind of made me want to start playing games more.
Yeah.
Just because I love interacting with just people.
You do.
And it was fun. It's weirdly fun.
It seemed like you were having fun.
That's good.
Yeah.
Games are supposed to be fun.
They are.
I know. I kind of want a Switch. Like, not going to lie, I kind of want one. Just so, just for the reason where I could just be laying in bed and just playing a game. Dude, and that's the so sole reason that. Alone.
That's a dream.
It's like,
how much is it?
Four.
Fuck.
$399.99.
Is it worth the price tag, though?
Yeah. Fuck yeah, man. It's so good. And you know Fernando will agree. It's like his favorite thing.
So good.
I think it won the year, basically, in my opinion. 2017.
It did.
Year of Switch.
Year of Switch. Destroyed it, man. Just between the fact that Zelda had two games that got like a 98 or 97 on Meta.
Yeah. It's like the two highest rated games of
Zelda
the year.
And Mario?
Yeah.
But don't they always like score high? It's like Grand Theft Auto. It's always going to get like a high score.
Fair, but it just was surprising because Zelda like switched it up so much.
Mm.
Like it's not a typical Zelda game.
Yeah.
It completely switched up into an open world game.
Apparently in the new update, he can ride a motorcycle.
Yep.
It's like part of the second expansion that came out.
Yeah, if you beat it, you get a motorcycle.
If you beat it.
I saw someone made a tweet, and they were like doing donuts with the motorcycles.
Yeah.
And the caption was just like, fuck you, horses. And he was doing donuts around the horses as they were watching.
I got a bike now. Yeah. Fuck you, opponent.
Yeah.
I still have to play that, the expansion, because I bought it.
I didn't even do trials.
I did a bit of trials.
Okay. No, I still have to do trials and stuff like that. Sorry, normally I rely on Ivan to get the news.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think there's been much, man.
Did you guys hear about the Call of Duty? What's it being swatted?
Yeah, with
did you hear about that?
Apparently, so the guy he was beefing with gave the guy the wrong address. Did you read like more into it?
Well, apparently the guy gave the other guy in Call of Duty, right, like his address.
Yeah.
And then some other people like called, you know, it's like this thing on the internet where like being swatted.
Yeah. Right?
Where you like call in some sort of like hostage situation so the SWAT team comes. So they like, the guy was like daring them to do it.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
I didn't know about that.
He was like, because he didn't think that they would actually do it. He's like, here's my fucking address, you piece of shit. Like, I dare you to do it.
Yeah.
So then they did it. And when the cops like busted down the door, they fucking shot him and killed him.
I didn't know he was like,
and it was all, this is all through like playing COD.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was egging them on apparently. But then, yeah, like the SWAT team came in and fucking killed the guy.
Killed him.
The guy that was like egging them on, like, I dare you to SWAT me, you like piece of shit, like, fuck you.
And what did he do?
They like, just like, so the they were just got... arguing on Call of Duty.
Yeah.
And then apparently he just like opened the door.
And then loaded.
And they just fucking killed him. The cops killed him. Even though he was like, didn't have any hostages or.
Nothing.
Nothing. They just like, he opened the door and just fucking shot him.
Damn.
But then the guy who he was like instigating it with or. Who like called the SWAT and stuff was in LA and they arrested him.
25-year-old guy.
Wow.
You know what we learned here, Fernando?
What?
Don't play Call of Duty.
I know.
Call of Duty kills people in IRL.
It does.
Well, it's in order to SWAT someone, you have to give your information and everything.
Which the guy did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was like egging them on. Because he did, he obviously like you're playing, you don't think someone's actually gonna do it.
No, but like I mean, even if you call SWAT, right? Or the police?
Yeah.
And then you're like, hey, I know of a guy who's...
No, no, no. So the actually, way it works is you call and you're saying that I have killed someone.
Actually, I think they use there's like this website that will do it for you.
I think it's on the dark web. I've heard of it. Yeah.
So they used a website that will SWAT for you.
Wow.
So you're not even the one actually calling, apparently.
But don't you have to... So when you call, Like, they like say that you know something.
No. It's not. So the way swatting works, from what I've watched, the call is usually like, "Hey man, I killed this, and this person," or it's like, apparently, "I'm hiding in a house."
This
and
one, it was like they called like a hostage situation.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Like, hey, like I'm in my house.
Yeah.
Calling like I have a gun and I got like two people in here as my hostages.
Oh, yeah. But acting as that guy who's on the street.
So then SWAT goes to that house thinking that there's a hostage situation.
Oh.
So then they just like knocked on the door. He answered and they fucking blasted him away.
They blasted him, really?
Yeah.
Without knowing of the situation. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. Apparently it's like not a big thing, but apparently it's like something people have been doing the last like little while. Like, and they have a name for it, you know, it's like being swatted.
Yeah, swatted, yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I thought because it was happening so much.
They were regulating it? Yeah.
And I thought you had to give your information and stuff like that before they even listened to you and what information you had.
Well, apparently the guy, like they were threatening on Call of Duty. And the guy was like daring them to do it and like gave him his address.
His address, yeah.
So he may have given them that other information.
That's why it worked so well.
Yeah. Because he is like, there's no way, like, no one's actually going to do that.
Because remember how much swatting would happen before? Feels like it's not happened in a while.
Every streamer would like get swatted.
Every streamer?
Yeah.
I remember one dude, I felt so bad because it was so close.
The school one?
No, he was like, he got out and his dog got out. Mm-hmm. And the cops were just outside. The SWAT was just like, get on the ground. And they were going to shoot his dog. And I was just like, no, don't shoot the dog. And luckily he told the dog to come. And the dog like got down on the ground with him. And he's just like, no, I'm a fucking gamer. They're just swatting me. They're lying to you. Please don't. And stuff like that.
Oh.
And he managed to get out scot-free. But I thought they were going to shoot his dog, man.
Yeah, I mean, there's usually it's not of the streamers, especially. It's like no fault of their own. Yeah. It's like someone being a dick. That'd be so scary, though.
You know who gets swatted
rolling up
a lot? I don't know if you guys know this guy. He used to stream RuneScape Ice Poseidon. This guy, I guess, he's the one that was on a flight to somewhere and they swatted him on a plane. There's a video of it.
That's
and then
up.
Because of that, Twitch banned him.
But it's still not really his fault, is it?
Right? No, it isn't.
So
he's a IRL streamer now. So he just streams his life.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, he's been swatted at like those YouTube conventions where the cops shut down the entire street, and he was in an Uber. But watch the one in the plane. It's ridiculous.
That's insane.
That is insane.
Yeah.
In a plane.
Don't ever swap me, you guys.
Especially in a plane.
Yeah. He's so annoying. You'll like, get put on no-fly list or something. Because they probably think you're a lying piece of shit.
The video is just nuts. So he's just sitting there and oh, you see all these guys rushing with guns.
That'd be so scary. Especially in the States, you'd be so worried.
Yeah. Like,
what just happened? Just answer the door, not even knowing who it is, and he's fucking get shot.
just lay on the floor from now on, someone rings the bell.
Everyone, yeah. Just always answer the door laying on the floor.
I guess that's a question. What would happen here in Canada? Like, we don't have SWAT, do we?
I mean, we have a form of SWAT.
Yeah.
Like, we do have tactical units, yeah.
Yeah, they just might not have the same name.
Yeah, not SWAT.
But if, like, this same type of thing
got... Has a Canadian streamer gone, like, tactical uneted?
Probably, you never know, yeah. Tactical uneted?
Yeah.
Just say SWATed.
I'll show you my tactical unit.
Thanks, man.
That was, like, the only real...
When it got real, yeah.
Big thing that I heard about recently.
Can't believe the dude got killed. That's crazy.
I know. So then now they're like, yeah, they found the guy apparently that he was arguing with on COD.
So does that guy, do you think that guy gets life? The guy that called in the song?
I don't know. I think once you would get lawyers involved, there'd be like a lot of unprecedented type things.
Oh, okay.
So I bet he'll get off with like nothing pretty much.
The swatter or the swatted?
Well, the swatted got killed.
Oh, right. No, but I think the last guy did. Actually, there was someone from Canada that swatted someone and he got charged with terrorism.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Trying to see if there's anything else.
The Catherine remake?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. You excited for that? You want?
I never actually played Catherine.
Me neither.
So I was kind of excited because it was one of those things that I always wanted to play.
Me too.
Because it's obviously by
Atlas
and does the same team that does Persona.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Do you know what Catherine is, Tom?
Yep, it's that psychedelic game where you're playing the girl's mind or something.
What?
And it's like puzzles.
It is puzzles.
It's puzzles, but it's like a dating.
Yeah, and you're in like the guy's mind and all that.
Oh, okay, yeah. No, I guess,
it's usually the puzzles are his dreams.
Yeah.
And then you have like, you're kind of dating two girls named Catherine.
Nice.
One's with a C, one with a K. And one of them's kind of like conservative. Yeah. I think that's the one you're like currently with. But then you like meet the other one and she's like crazy and slutty. So you're like cheating on your girlfriend.
Fun, some would say.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Wait, why are you looking at me?
You know.
Wow. So I've always been curious about it. Perfect timing.
I'm looking at some really old news, but Cuphead sold 2 million copies. Exceeded developers' wildest dreams.
Yeah. I mean, wasn't really much going on for Sexbox, so I'm sure a lot of people were just like, fuck, I'll buy it, I guess.
Yeah. That's true.
I mean, it's good. I have it. I liked it. I didn't beat it. I thought it was cool. Which it's also all hand-drawn, which is crazy impressive.
Have you read any of Giant Bomb's like guest lists and some of that?
No, I haven't.
They got so many guests, man. I like that. I like that they do that.
I cool. have read them in the past, but not this year at all yet. I guess when I'm not at work... I don't look at the sites nearly as much.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So when I get back to work, I'm sure I'll read all that shit like 10 times over.
Have you started your top 10 list for next week?
Not written down, but in my mind I have like most of it, I think.
How That's right, you? Just in case next week we're going to be doing our top 10 lists. Which I prefer. It seems like this year I've seen a lot more top 10 lists than like...
I think this year was like pretty big year.
Yeah.
There's no, a lot like, of good shit.
That's true. But normally it was in prior years. It was always like, you know, they'd pick the game of the year. And then that was it, right?
Yeah.
It'd just be one game. Now everyone has their list, different opinions. And I feel like we did that before anyone else, so, you know, you're all comping us.
Sorry.
I did it last year. We've been on the top 10 lists before any of these people were. So.
That's right.
You know, good job on comping us. You're good.
It'll be pretty easy this year to figure out a top 10 list, I find.
I think the only sucky part is the stuff we've missed.
Yeah, my big, like, gaping hole that I wish I played is Nier.
Yeah, Nier.
I want to play that so fucking bad. That's what I want to play the most. Nier, kind of Neo, but I feel like I would only play a bit of Neo.
Oh, you know what Kenny Omega's number one was?
What?
Resident Evil 7.
Damn.
That was his number one. Yeah. And then Austin's was Tekken 7.
Oh, wow. I'll have Resident Evil will be my top 5.
It's on my top 10.
It was so good.
It was so good. You should
strap Sam into your VR and play it.
Dude.
I watched that Ivan clip.
Dude, it was fucking hilarious. That was one of the best moments of my life. Watching Ivan just scream in terror.
Dude, you have no idea. Because I'd never seen it before. Like, that was my first time ever witnessing his, like, terror. Because Justin afterward was just like, he messaged me on Instagram.
Yeah.
He was just like, yeah, that's hilarious because you knew about Ivan's fear.
Yeah. Who messaged you?
Justin.
Oh, same.
Yeah. And I was just like, dude, I had no idea. And he was just like, yeah, it's so funny.
Dude, it's fucking hilarious.
Yo, I can't believe it's real. I honestly thought it was fake at first. I'm like, is this dude for real? And, oh, he's like, that's
genuine. He's like blood curdling screams.
Yeah. And just the shaking, dude. He just shakes. He's just like,
oh. Just so stressed.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That was so funny.
It was hilarious.
That game in VR is fucking crazy, though.
It is. Did you play Resident Evil at all? You should do that on stream. You should stream that.
People were playing VR on stream.
How, though?
Well, they would be streaming it, right? They just
have the helmet on and be like,
looking around. They obviously wouldn't be able to interact with chat and stuff like that, but they would just talk.
Just like blindly. And then I guess
it's still just grabbing the... Because when you're watching someone play VR, it still shows the screen, right? So, like when we were playing with Ivan, you could still see what he was seeing. But not in full VR. Dude, it's crazy. Did you pretty much just play PUBG this year? Did you try Fortnite Battle Royale?
No, I hate it so much. It's such a dumb game, man. Fuck Fortnite. God, I watch like videos of it.
Yeah.
It just seems like it's too much going on. You're building houses, you're destroying houses, you're...
No, I get it. You hate polished, actually working.
Yeah, hands. Man. I just love...
You want that broken...
Yeah, like my life. Shit.
Like, make sure there's bugs. That's what you're about.
Don't we all?
Get out of town.
I remember when PUBG first come out, there's this one guy at my work. He's like, yeah, it's pretty fun, but getting in and out of cars is impossible. That was the one thing he's... And then I saw some video and it's like so hard to get in a car.
You know what I love doing? Just watching PUBG voice chat videos on YouTube.
That's so funny. You love the like weird people.
Yeah, I love just weird shit.
Did you watch that? What, Dr. Disrespect? Did you watch his streams?
Did you hear what happened?
Yeah, with he like went out of character and said he was like cheating on his wife or something.
Yeah.
So he was going to take some time off.
Yo, Dr. Disrespect, man. I guess he lives up to his name.
Disrespecting his wife.
Yeah, that's true.
That's hilarious.
I bet it happened right after...
Video Game Awards?
Yeah, I bet it like, happened at the Video
Game Awards. Got like crunk, some like groupie bitch, like sucked him off in the bathroom or something.
Exactly.
That dude is fucking tall.
Yeah, he is. He's giant.
Because he's usually on stream, right? Like you have no idea how tall he is. But then when he saw him accept the award on Video Game Awards,
yeah,
just rolls up next to, what's his name, Jeff Keighley or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, holy shit, you're fucking tall.
Hey man, we can all judge him. We can all judge him for what he did. But in the end, you haven't had the bitches that have come up to him. He's actually pretty popular.
He's really popular. Tiger Woods. Well, that was all like a fan vote.
Yeah, fan vote, yeah.
That award, so.
Yeah. And he won. So. And the groupie bitches that come up to you, you'd be shocked at how hot some of them can be. Yeah. So let's not judge.
I would not. If I was like an athlete or someone like that that would have groupies all the time, there's no way I would get married until after like retired or something.
Yeah.
Do it Derek Jeter style.
Exactly. Leave him a nice gift basket.
Yeah, leave him a gift basket, drive him home in a limo. But now he's retired. He got married.
Yeah, exactly. Now he's good. He's got it all out of him.
Literally.
See, Tiger Woods needed to do that.
That's what Tiger Woods needed to do.
Yeah. Bill Burr has a great fucking joke about Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Like about like these fucking CNN guys. It's just like, you guys have no idea what it's like to just be the guy. Mm-hmm. And then just after your performance or whatever, have like a busload of just Scandinavian models just come out of the bus trying to like hump your brains out.
It's true. Be like that in any sport, basically. Like roll to the hotel and there's this like crowd of girls just waiting for you.
Yeah.
Like exactly. All like 10 out of 10s.
10 out of 10.
You're like, yes, please.
Yeah. No, there's nothing you
human
can do,
nature.
Man. You just gotta accept and just not get married. Why are you getting married, man?
Why are you doing that?
Yeah.
You're young.
Yeah.
Traveling around. You're rich. You're famous.
It's like, what up, bitch? I'm Dr. Disrespect.
Let me disrespect that pussy.
Yeah, exactly.
What else, Sam? Do you play any more Street Fighter this year?
No, I've just... just nothing, just PUBG. Like, even lately, I haven't been playing.
Haven't been playing any PUBG?
No, just have no life.
Too much crypto?
Just all I do, like, this is my life. I wake up tired. I go to work. I come home. I go take pictures. Come home, edit, crypto. Go to sleep at 3, repeat.
I saw someone post on Facebook pictures of this girl that I know from your group. I can't remember. Just like an ex-girlfriend's best friend.
Really?
She's model-ish looking.
Wait, in like the Facebook group?
Stokes, yeah.
I'm intrigued.
I'd have to find it again.
Well, he looks for that.
It's not a big deal. I won't even look for it.
Are you excited for season 3 of Street Fighter? You think you're going to get back into it?
I don't know.
Do you want me to tell you the characters? Do you know who Sakura is?
Yeah, I know who's... Dude, that's Ryu's...
You know who
Blanca is? Fuck Blanca.
It's Falk.
I don't know who... Falk sounds familiar.
Cody?
Yeah, I know Cody.
G?
Yeah, I know G.
And Sagat.
No.
Dude, I'll play
January
again
16th.
Once. Are they all coming out at the same time?
Yeah, all coming out.
Available. I'd pay two. Money just for Sagat.
That's
Sagat at the end.
I want to play Sagat as well. I could be coerced into playing it again.
Really? So that was your dude?
Sagat and Akuma. That's it.
And they're both in the game now.
Yeah. Maybe I'll start playing it.
Yeah, I remember you were pissed at first that there was neither of them.
Yeah. I don't know why they wouldn't include them. But I'm glad.
So they can sell them to you after the fact.
Fucking guys.
I think it was also because of the deal they had with Tekken, right?
Oh, that could be Akuma it. Because Akuma was in it, yeah.
So they're like, hey, he wasn't in the game because he was in Tekken 7.
And I was like, hey.
Now he's coming back. Now. Back to Street Fighter.
That's pretty good list. I mean, I'm also... Sagat's my favorite character. And I was pretty disappointed. There was no Sagat.
Have they said how much the characters will be?
I have no idea. I didn't buy any of the packs. The character packs. I know like my one friend at work who's like really into Street Fighter. he says that the community was pretty pissed off with the season two characters. Like, most of them, no one really, like, gave a shit about.
Oh, okay.
So I think he was thought with this season, they're, like, trying to make up for it, like, giving him, like, some fan favorites in there with, like, Blanka and Sagat and stuff like that.
Sorry, I read the article proper. And no, it's just Sakura coming out on the
season. Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, the release schedule for the rest of the new characters has not been confirmed yet.
Because that's how the other ones did. They just did one at a time.
Oh, okay.
You had one fucking job, dude.
Hey, man. But when Sagat does come out, I would probably reinstall it.
Yeah, I'd be down to getting you back into it with you guys.
I'd be down.
Please, some
Sagat. No one told Dexter, though, so he doesn't.
And I'm pretty sure, depending on the timing of like other releases, like when is Dragon Ball fighting game supposed to come out?
Early January.
Yeah.
I can check for you.
I'm going to get that.
I think I'll get it eventually. Yeah. But then, like, Monster Hunter's coming out. It's not that long.
January 26th.
That's like almost, that's the same day as Monster Hunter, I think.
That is the same day. Well, I'm sorry. I'm not going to be playing Dragon Ball Z Fighters.
It's okay, man. I'm probably not going to be playing it either.
Well, I'll play it once it
I'll maybe goes out. I'll play it at some point. I'll get it at some point. It looks too insane to not play it.
Yeah.
And I'm not even that big of a fan of Dragon Ball. It just looks fucking insane.
It's funny. So Andrew just messaged me. He is listening to the Five Gamers podcast while driving.
Cool.
Sweet. Yeah.
That's pretty sick.
Is he listening to the one he was on?
Yeah. Well, where we reference him, we're...
Yep.
Harambe everything.
Harambe everything.
I downloaded and listened to some of it
last week's.
Yeah,
it's so dumb. We talk about the dumbest shit,
but it turned out well, honestly.
I was listening to it last night and I could not stop laughing.
That's a good sign.
Yeah, like, what was some of the shit that we were talking about?
So the dumbest things that happened on the episode, I'll admit, was I couldn't remember the word geography. And I called it geometry. And then I corrected myself by saying geology.
Oh.
When I was trying to say geography. And they were just like, dude, what is happening right now? And I was just like, I don't know.
Just blame Spanish?
Yeah.
Just fuck man. Up. I'm Spanish.
And then we also...
I speak Spanish.
The thing that made me laugh was little girls killing people.
What?
Little girls killing people. Remember Justin telling us where the girl called an Uber?
Oh, that was me.
Oh, was that you? That
story, yeah. This little girl killed an Uber driver. She was like 12 or 13 or something like that.
Shit.
She had bought a hatchet at a Walmart and called an Uber. And she like hatcheted him. And he managed to escape the Uber... He got to an apartment building and then he like called a random number and he was begging for help and he bled out before the ambulance could get there.
Are the girls in BC that killed a friend because of Slenderman?
That too. I would do Slenderman that. Told them to kill their friend. That was a story on GameSpot. Forgot about that.
Video games. Kill people.
Well, yeah, I guess that was the other news, you know. Gaming is now a disorder.
What?
Yeah. It is apparently now a disorder, so if you game too much, you're sick.
Just like gambling or whatever.
Yep.
All that stuff.
Let me see if I can find it. Yeah, video game addiction will become a recognized mental health disorder in 2018.
It's not surprising. Some people get too addicted.
Like, well, what is too addicted?
If it starts affecting like
your job,
hygiene, your job, your personal relationships with like friends and family. You know, if you like hold yourself up in like your parents' basement, never talked to anyone, never had a shower, just like sat there and gamed all day, every day, like 14 hours, 15 hours a day, slept, woke up, played it again, which I know there's people out there that do that.
So do you think
at that point, then you're probably like,
So do you think those guys in Destiny that have the top
definitely.
Powers, you think they got a disorder?
For sure.
Yeah.
Because remember when me and Ivan worked out Destiny 1 and we figured out that the top guy would have had to play like 14 hours a day since it launched?
Yeah, that's right. You were telling me.
Yeah. Me and Ivan sitting at work and we did the math.
Jesus.
So like someone like that. Fuck. That is for sure like an addiction where you would probably need to like go talk to someone.
I feel like Jamie should.
Because you'd be like detached from reality at that point.
That's true. I feel like Jamie should have to talk to someone.
Just about his Destiny
addiction? Yeah, his Destiny addiction.
Did you ever think about getting Destiny 2?
Nope.
No?
Just done. Just done with
You're
Destiny.
You're done with Destiny? Yeah. Let's know you did have fun with one.
Bento got it, but then he regretted getting it.
If I do get it, I'm going to wait until all the expansions come out and then just buy it.
One thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're the worst about all that shit. All their expansion bullshit. Most of them are all shitty. Other than the one Taken King, basically, in the first one. All the rest were, like, pretty shitty.
Yo, Fernando. What up?
I need to bounce.
Yeah, we've hit the mark, anyways.
The mark? What do you got going on now?
Well, my daughter is feeling sick. My wife's like, we have to take her to the clinic.
Oh, okay.
The worst, worst thing about having a kid, they get sick from everything. Like, legit, everything. Yeah. It's like, once they start school and you're dealing
surrounded
with like,
by
other
all
kids,
these other sick kids, they're
just
like,
germ city.
Touching each other.
Yeah, and it's like, oh.
Never wash their hands and stuff.
Like, I'm going to pick my nose and then my butt, and then I'm going to go high-five this other child.
Exactly.
Has your daughter ever come back from school?
Yeah, she does every day.
Did you wash your hands? And she's just like, no, and then you kind of like, okay, well, get away from me. And then just kind of kick her?
Kick her.
So what I do is whenever she comes home, I just Purell her.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, yo, let me see your hands. She's like,
you should get that Lysol 99% of germs and just spray her down.
Take her clothes off. Sanitize her every day. Well, Sam,
thank you so much for coming to help us out.
Filling in again.
Yeah.
I know you said you hadn't played any games, but you always bring weird topics.
I try.
You know, you brought up swatting. Thank you.
I think that was Bento.
A man died.
That was Bento, man.
I did bring that up.
Yeah, that was Bento. Wow.
You had a lot more stories than him.
Yeah, man. Watch Ice Poseidon get swatted on an airplane.
Yep. On a plane. How does that even happen? Does the SWAT, like, jump into the plane?
Yeah, that's what they
do. Do they, like, Fast and the Furious? Tell them where they can hear you, where they can get a hold of you.
On 5Gamers every now and then.
Where can they express their opinions to you? Because they're like, I need to tell this guy how much I hate PUBG.
Oh, definitely Instagram at sai.jung, J-U-N-G. I already feel like my Instagram feed is just full of a lot of haters. So, you know, just a couple more.
Yeah, there's one
Doesn't
guy
hurt.
On the 5Gamers one. His name is like Rob. And like being a troll on it. He keeps bothering me. I'm just like, first troll.
Fucking haters. I just hate haters.
I know.
Hate.
Yeah, that's
Haterade.
Right.
Gatorade. Powerade.
Okay.
Lemonade.
Oh, we did get a hater once on one of my posts I posted about getting the pro. Sorry, I know you got a hater.
Yeah.
But the guy was like, his name was like 360 Scorpio or something like that. And even Bento got in on that. He's just like, you have no games, idiot.
Well, I thought it was... Because Rob has been known to troll with like other accounts.
Oh, okay.
On other things.
Yeah.
So when you had said that, like, oh, I think this might be Rob or whatever.
Oh.
I was like, if it is, then I'm going to get in on it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I said stuff just because I thought it might be Rob to troll.
But I checked his
yeah.
And he seems like he's been commenting on a lot of posts.
Yeah, that's what you said. So I was like, maybe it wasn't him, but the points are still valid.
Yep, that's true.
So, oh well.
Well, thank you for joining us this week. We love you. And we'll see you in 2018. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year?
Happy New Year.
Gung Happy New Year.
Boy Fat Choi or whatever.
Gung
Hei Fat Choi.
We out.